Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 21st, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Now, some have accused me of turning this into The Adventures of Donald Trump, and yes, that is a valid criticism. So, next time, I'll try to give the rest of the world more attention. Well, it's been another breathless week. Like I said in last week's episode, when you do something while Mercury, the planet of making decisions, is conjunct Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, you get unexpected consequences. The Comey firing episode grew more legs when, after being challenged and even threatened by Mr. Trump in various ways, it became known that the ex-FBI director had kept detailed memos of all of his interactions with the White House and, yes, with Mr. Trump himself, and that he'd be happy to testify about those details before a congressional committee, so long as it was in public. Mercury was still tightly conjunct Uranus when Trump had that Oval Office meeting with the two Russian diplomats. Mercury is the planet of communications, the planet of speech. During that meeting, he evidently bragged about his intelligence briefings, and to prove how special that was, he revealed something highly classified that he shouldn't have been talking about. And then at the end of last week comes the report that Trump also told the Russians how relieved he felt after he fired that nut job Comey. And now the pressure was off, so no need for them to worry. Well, the media went berserk over this one, and the calls for impeachment have been growing louder, with now rumors that even Republican congressmen are starting to whisper the I-word. Then Comey's FBI mentor Robert Mueller got appointed as the head of the special investigation on Donald Trump and the Russians, with broad authority to pursue the inquiry wherever it leads. Note that Jupiter, planet of wisdom, was directly opposite Venus, planet of guidance, when Mueller was appointed. But this may take a while, because things are getting underway while Jupiter, the planet of truth and justice, is retrograde. In other words, held back from normal forward progress. So there's a delay as far as getting results from this investigation. Well, what does it look like in the near term and long term for Mr. Trump? Let's take a look at his chart. The near-term transits show Mars conjunct his natal Sun-Rahu-Uranus combination this coming week. Mars energizes whatever it contacts. The Sun is the ruler of his Leo chart, as well as the general significator of ego and leadership. So, Mr. Trump is pumped. And the 10th house is public actions. Definitely, he's in motion on something, which turns out to be his first trip abroad as U.S. president. While things are deteriorating at home, Trump takes his show on the road. But wait a minute, there's a problem. Pull back from the close-up of Mars transiting in his 10th house and we see something else in play. Since he's born on a full moon, Mars conjunct his natal sun also means Mars opposed to his natal moon. This is a highly emotional transit, prone to outbursts and expressions of anger. This is in play during Trump's trip abroad, which therefore has a high potential to produce some, interesting events. As for the long term, well, starting in a month, The big deal is retrograde Saturn backing into Scorpio, where it will conjunct his natal Scorpio moon and be opposite to his natal Taurus sun. This is bad. Saturn is the reality check planet, and when it is retrograde, that reality is even harder to negotiate with. Saturn is the planet of structure, including the structure Mr. Trump has to deal with, in other words, Congress, and even the Constitution. Saturn is the planet of rules and regulations. So, Mr. Trump will have a lot more problems to contend with coming up soon. In the larger picture, what are the implications for the USA? Taking a look at the U.S. Vedic birth chart, we have to notice that Saturn is retrograde and transiting directly opposite the USA natal Mars. In a nation's chart, Mars has many significations. It is the planet of action, and as the planet of combat, Mars signifies the military. And since it is also the planet of strategy, logic, and tactics, Mars signifies the intelligence agencies of the government. Saturn is the reality check planet. Saturn indicates restriction and obstruction and circumstances. Saturn is even more difficult to deal with when it is retrograde. So, here we have retrograde Saturn afflicting the USA chart's natal Mars, indicating difficult to deal with circumstances impacting the nation's intel agencies, the NSA, CIA, FBI, and so forth. And this coming week, transiting Mars moves into position to be opposite the USA ascendant degree and simultaneously energizing the seventh house, the house of partner countries, as well as direct enemies. So this is problematic. Very likely, we will be seeing other countries trying to take advantage of the U.S. as it struggles with its own political chaos. And now, before leaving, I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.